Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to say if it's worth the fight.
That song, so I wanted to play a little bit more of that. But thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. Hopefully, feel a part of. Thank you so much. There was no conversation camper revival this Monday. Had family come into town, so that's fun. When they can only come during the week, and like I gotta work, so have fun because I gotta be up at 4 a.m. And I'm the little bit of time I had with them, it was great. So yeah, it's good. Welcome. I got Nancy Pelosi. She's going to be a guest on the show here in just in a little bit, you know, because she made comments about, you know, Biden's forgiven student loan debt up to like $20,000 or something total. And you know, you're going to pay for it. I mean, they're going to pay for it. I mean, what is this? I'm getting free health care. Who's paying for it? You are. You know, your tax dollars, yeah, they go to fund stadiums, all kinds of crap, whether you use them or not, you know. You don't have kids in school, you still have tax money go to pay for these indoctrination camps, I call them. They're not schools anymore, because, Billy, I know you're 1 year old, but you're a girl. No, I'm a boy. No, your parents are lying to you. You're a girl. If you get bullied, you're getting bullied because you're a girl. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, you're gay. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. That's why you're being bullied. Just admit you're gay, and they'll stop bullying you. And then they... Don't worry, folks. Democrat Ralph Warnock has spent over $61,000 of your tax money that you gave him. You know, you give him money to, I don't know... Yeah, that's right, to pay for child support. I'll get into that. There's so much I want to get into. Oh, yeah, there's no actual FBI. There's nothing. Yeah, that raid of Trump's. There's nothing. That legitimizes that. There's also, look at Dr. Fauci. He's actually said this before, that lockdowns are a good way to get people vaccinated. Yeah, they're dumping vaccines left and right. Why? Because people are not getting them. I'm going to get into so much more and some, hopefully, Manchester United news if I have time. But thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. Don't forget this.
Hi, this is Christine Kane from Propel Women. In Psalm 94, verse 19, we read, "When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy." I love the Psalms so much. They so connect with our everyday real life. And here the psalmist is not saying, if one day in the future sometime I might get anxious. But he's acknowledging that when anxiety was great within me, have you ever been there? I know I sure have. And in the day and the age in which we're living in, there is so much to be anxious about. There are so many things relationally and economically and to do with the future and the environment and wars and famines and just so much instability and chaos and division around us. I think we can all connect to this verse. When anxiety was great within me, I love this. The psalmist says, your consolation brought me joy. Leaning on God, remembering the faithfulness of God in the past is what brought the psalmist joy. Listen, it's only God that can take you from anxiety in 1 second to joy in the next. In this same verse, we see how do you go from anxiety to joy? It's focusing on God. It says, your consolation brought me joy. I wonder if today you can remember the faithfulness of God in your past. I know when I'm stressed about what I don't know about the future, I remember the goodness of God. I remember the faithfulness of God. I remember the kindness of God. I remember that the same God that has brought me this far is the same God that's going to take me into the future. God has brought me through many storms and trials and challenges and obstacles and hurdles. And I want to remind you today to trust God, reflect on God, focus on God's faithfulness in the past, and he will take you into the future that he has for you.
Don't forget that. Psalms 94:19. When doubt fills my mind, your comfort gives me renewed hope and cheer. Think about that as you're going through your day or night or whenever you're listening to. Thank you to everyone who listens around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a day today. Oh, wow. Student loan forgiveness, are you kidding me? Well, I mean, people just think everything's going to be free, handed to them. It's free. Everything's free. Free freedom. Free everything. Don't worry. It's okay, folks. We're going to get free health care. Okay, will you fix my car for free? You going to pay me? Well, no, I want to have my car fixed for free. You want free health care? I want my car fixed for free. That's different. How's it different? Someone's paying for it. You may fix my car for free, but you're going to have to buy parts and do that. I mean, you may fix it for free and I pay for that. Okay, yeah. You get me the engine and I'll put it in for you. Okay, deal. Here's the $700 engine. There you go. Small block 400. There you go. Put it in there. Gotcha. You buy the tire, I'll put it on for you. I'll jack it up. Okay, let's do. I got you. Nothing's free. And I want to bring in my special guest on the program tonight, Nancy Pelosi. Nancy, how you doing? I'm just good. I just want people to know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I know this, that the President of the United States cannot cancel student loan debt. They can postpone it. They can, like, suspend it, but they cannot forgive student loan debt. They can't do it, and I know they can't do it because I'm Nancy Pelosi. So you're telling me, Nancy, that they cannot, that a president, sitting president, cannot just forgive debt? That's right. It can, a sitting president, it has to go through Congress. And I know it has to go through Congress because I'm Nancy Pelosi. And I know that it has to go through Congress in order to be, pass, whatever, I don't know. I'm not, but I just want people to know I'm drinking water, it's not vodka. It's not vodka, it's water. I know it's water, so I'm asking closely. I would give you some, but I don't want to share because, you know, with coronavirus and stuff, even though vaccinated people are getting it way more than unvaccinated people, you still need to get a shot. And I know you need to get the shot because I'm Nancy Pelosi. Really, Nancy? Yeah, that's right. Because, see, the president cannot forget student loan debt except for Joe Biden and a year after a thing can't, you know. Just like Dr. Fauci, who said that lockdowns are a great way to get people vaccinated. Because then we can get back to normal and we won't have a spike in problems. Except for the fact that all these boosted and vaccinated people are getting COVID at higher rates than unvaccinated people. But we're not supposed to talk about that because that's not on the agenda. So, I mean, you need to edit that part of the conversation, characters, I mean. Vaccinated people aren't getting COVID. I mean, except for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, all these people that are getting the shot are. That's very interesting. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for getting into there, Nancy Pelosi. Thank you for that. Are you very welcome, and thank you. I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I'm there. Are you kidding me right now? She's actually in her own words, just like Dr. Fauci. He's on record publicly saying that he advised Donald Trump on lockdown. No, it's not. Do lockdowns help? Because what they want to do is lock you down, then get you vaccinated, and then... I can't believe people still believe in this vaccine. But then there's people that believe that the gas price has gone down for 70 days straight. Yeah, guess what, folks? We're going to have $5,000 a gallon gas, but it's going to go down by a whole dollar in 8 months. 8 months of decline. Oh, wow. It's still I just paid $3.92 today. Guess what, folks? That's a lot. Okay, let me do something. I'm going to do some math here, okay? Let me do the math here. Let me get my little trusty calculator out here, okay? I'll clear it. 392 minus 187. Yeah, it's up 205 since, because I paid like 187 or 186 when Trump was leaving office. So it's up 205 or 206, depending where I live. It's not gone down. It's gone up. It's still up. It's kind of like losing $1 million in the stock market, but gaining back $1,000. Well, you're up $1,000. No, I'm not. I'm down $1 million. I had $2 million invested in the stock market. Now I'm $1,001,000. I would be up $1,000 if I was $2,001,000. Nope. Don't worry, folks. Stupidity runs rampant in this country. You just do what Rush Limbaugh and Trump tell you to do it. You don't even think for yourself. Dude, just shut up and get the vaccine so we can get back to normal, man. Just shut up. Man, I can't believe you're not going to get the vaccine, man. We're all going to die because you don't get the vaccine. If you get vaccinated, you can't spread COVID. I cannot believe you how many liberals told me that BS. You can't get COVID if you're vaccinated. Oh, really? So then I guess all these people never got the vaccine because they've got COVID. I guess Joe Biden really wasn't double vaccinated and boosted. And when we mean double vaccinated, so you understand, because someone's going, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah. Yeah, people are double vaccinated. You get two shots. When I talk about double vaccinated, you have to get two shots to get to be fully vaccinated to get the vaccine. Yeah, when I had people that, and I don't get into this, but, or explain it, but when I had medics where I work say, this is why I'll never get the vaccine, and da-da-da-da, and it's up to you if you want to get it or not. Okay. I'm not telling you what to do or not do. My family and I will not get it, and here's why, and you make up your own mind. I mean, I've shown them some posters and stuff at places that, like, yeah, that's very misleading that it doesn't do that. Some of these claims that we've made, and it's not, it's kind of, no, sorry, that's a, kind of like Nancy Pelosi. A president can't forgive student loans, but he can now. Kind of like, the president can't do this. And then today I announced that Joseph Biden is going to, we didn't know what day it is, dude. The Australian media even comes out saying Joe Biden's not even running this country, that he's a disaster to America and the rest of the free world. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. On November 6th, there's not going to be an NBA game, so you can go vote to save this wonderful democracy, which we're not. You might as well have an NBA game on November 6th because it's not going to matter anyways, because people if you're stupid enough to think you're voting for a democracy, then you haven't been taught history. I mean, and they must be saying something to something, because I don't know if you know this, but a lot of the Asian people still, like, I go to a couple of Chinese places to get my wife food. She eats American food at the Chinese place, because what she eats, it's the American stuff. It's not like real Chinese food. It's okay, folks. Because of robberies and stuff in California. It was in California. I'm trying to find this. Yeah, in Beverly Grove area of Los Angeles has banned the wearing of masks on premise due to shoplifting. They banned the wearing of masks. I didn't know people, except for a lot of the Asian people, most people don't wear a mask anymore. I mean, at least some people are smart. Like, hey, I'm coughing my lungs out. I'm wearing a mask just for precautionary, not to spread whatever I'm dealing with to you. There's Anthony Fauci. Thank God he stepped down. I mean, too little, too late. Damage is done. But, I mean, at least stuff's happened. At least people are going. But, you know, I've said this before in the program. It's kind of like the term limits. Are term limits a great thing? Sure, but what's going to happen is you're going to get rid of Nancy Pelosi and you're going to get someone even worse. You're going to get Nancy Pelosi out and get a Chuck Schumer in. You're going to get a Nancy Pelosi out or get an AOC in. You're going to get AOC out and get like a Kamala Harris in. It's not like you're going to get rid of Kamala Harris and get like a Ted Cruz in there. That's not what's going to happen. No, we should have term limits because Nancy Pelosi would have been gone a long time ago. If we had term limits, Joe Biden would have been out of office before I was even born. Because I wasn't around in 18 or something, whatever, because he's been around in Congress for how many hundreds of years or whatever. Oh, jeez. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's all good, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. There's no basketball games on November 6th, so we can save this democracy that we don't even have. And the example I always give of the democracy is you have three people getting votes. Two wolves and a sheep. And you're deciding what to eat. The two wolves are going to vote to eat the sheep. I guarantee that one. And well, the democracy has spoken. I mean, look at when they've had some medical cannabis votes in some of these states. Well, it's not a 50-50 vote. You have to get a 75% supermajority vote for it to pass. They make it to where, yeah, they know they're gonna get enough people to pass the medical use of it in this state or that state at 50%. So they make that you have to get over 75% of the votes and do all this crap. And then even in some places, even if it's passed, yep, we don't allow it. Yeah, we don't believe in it, so you're not going to be able to use it anyways. And if you test positive, yeah. So if you're going to use it, just let us know because we'll have to fire you. It's one of those things. You know, so we're not a democracy, folks. We're a constitutional republic. Yeah, go and look up about the Monument to the Forefathers that's in Massachusetts and study it and learn about it. I've talked about it on my Conversation Campfire Revival. Learn about it. Know about your history, folks. Wake up. These stupid idiots if I knew Joe Biden said that, I wouldn't have voted for him. So when he said he was getting rid of America First, if you would have heard him, I hate these people that don't know diddly about any of the candidates that they vote for. I voted for Joe Biden because I thought he'd be better than Trump. Well, what do you think he meant when he said X, Y, and Z and did all this? He did that. That's him, huh? I didn't know. Well, what speeches did you hear of his? What was about his platform that you liked? What you talking about platform? What, the one he got from Sears Roebuck catalog? That's a hell of a platform. No. But it's the same idiots that were like, guess what, folks? You don't think for yourself. You only do what Donald Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you to think. And you tell your mother to think. Nope. Yeah, but those same idiots are the ones that could just shut up and get the vaccine. Come on, just get that number tattooed on your forearm. Come on, man. Comply, man. Just go to that concentration camp and just comply, man. Then just get reeducated, man. Come on. Just agree with it, man. Man, just say that the cops are offensive, man. Do whatever, man. Just scream defund the police and now say support your FBI. Come on. Just do it, man, so we can get back to normal. Just take your, just have your freedoms taken away so that we can get back to having freedom. I don't know what's going on, but I'm set. This is an alarm. I've seen a lot of videos recently, very recent videos, like a week, 2 weeks, 4 days, by attorneys in regards to guns. Like, if cops come to your house wanting to see your guns, or do you have these guns? You have 4 guns registered. Do you have your guns and all that stuff? How do you deal with it? How do you deal with it? You know, you don't answer the door. You don't do this. You don't, unless they've got a warrant and they're just trying to find anything to come after you. Oh, look, their TV is not set up properly. It violates FCC violations. Therefore, we're going to, now we're going to get a search warrant, come back and search your premises, and your guns better be here because we're going to confiscate them and you're going to prison. And but they tell you, I've seen like 7 videos on what to do if cops knock at your door wanting to know about, like, where are your guns? Yeah, you just bought 3 guns. We need to see them. No, you don't. They don't have any right to see. You don't have to see anything. Sorry, I don't think so. I'm not letting you in, and that front door is locked for my protection, not yours. So if you come into this house, especially without a search warrant, you're trespassing, and trespassers will be shot, and survivors will be killed. I back the blue, but someone that's legitimately coming after me just to take my guns away from me, I don't think so. The government owns my guns, I'm dead. Yes, you heard that right. The only thing that keeps us, yes, this, read what the Second Amendment says. I don't have to spell that to you. Do your homework. What does it say? My Second Amendment rights will not be infringed upon, ever. That doesn't mean, well, that's the problem. The Constitution guarantees you the right to peaceful assembly. It doesn't say, well, if the government deems that it's not safe, no. It doesn't, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's yes and amen. Does the Constitution guarantee you the right to freedom of peaceful assembly? Yes, it does. It's amazing how if Trump has a rally, there's a super spreader and billions of people are going to get COVID and all of them are going to die. They occupy Seattle, Washington. They occupy towns. They riot and they loot and they destroy communities and burn buildings. Oh, but that's, I guess, it's just funny, isn't it? It's okay. I don't know if you heard this one, but it's just things that are going out of sight. I mean, like these Hunter Biden paintings. It's money laundering. Who knows who's buying the paintings, what they're paying for them. What he's doing is he's accepting a kickback. He's done something for somebody, and he's accepting a kickback, a.k.a. money. And to make it look legit, he's painting pictures. He's doing finger paint. Put the hand on the paint and the paint on the paper. Have you ever seen Not for the Easily Offended by Carlos Mencia? You put the hands in the paint and the hands on the paper. I mean, seriously, folks, that, and I guess there's a My Son Hunter movie coming out. Oh, yeah, it's going to be. But my point is, all this stuff the Bidens are doing, trust me, it'd be 24/7, 365 news. Hello, welcome back to our continuing coverage of Trump's son selling paintings. And we don't know who the paintings are going to and what he's getting for them. And we're going to investigate it. We're going to get the CIA, the FBI, the NSA. We're going to get the Stasi. We're going to bring back the Stasi from Germany. That's right. We're going to get the Russians involved. The KGB. we're going to get the military, we're going to get them all. We're going to get the French military, we're going to go out to Trump, and we're going to find out why Trump's son is making, what paintings are he making, and who's he selling them to, and what's the money really for, because we know his son is not painting, and he's not selling paintings for money, it's laundering money. Someone's giving Trump a kickback, and in return, he's pretending like he's getting the money for the paintings, and he's faking this money, he's making this money laundering scheme by giving paintings away to pretend like they're buying the paintings instead of a kickback for something else. We're going to find out what that something else is. Even if there is nothing, we're going to come up with a dossier. We're going to pay someone $1 billion to write a fake dossier to make it look like Trump is doing illegal stuff. That's what would be 24/7, 365, every news organization, nonstop. But Hunter Biden's on video arguing about the weight of crack with a hooker, using a, got an eight ball, sitting there smoking on a crack pipe. Got Nancy Pelosi coming out there, Speaker of the House, Ms. Pelosi. And she, I just want to listen to this, says, this is not vodka, it's ice mountain water, and I know it is, because it was sealed when I opened it. I mean, granted, I dumped out some water, and I put it in, but oops. But I'm telling you, folks, Trump was evil, and we got him out of the White House. See, I know he's evil, because I know he is. Hunter Biden is a model citizen, someone that you should all look up to for your kids, you know. When you have your kids, when they get older someday, they need to be on video arguing with a hooker about the way of the crack and the meth and stuff, whatever, it's drugs, you know. Oh, what, you can't afford food? Oh, you can't afford to pay your bills? Oh, I got $7 billion worth of fancy ice cream at my mansion. That's the problem in this world. And then the idiots that vote for these people. Oh, I didn't know they said that. I wouldn't have voted for them. Oops, too late now. It's like those people. I voted for Obama. I got an Obama phone. Everything's going to be better under Obama. And then they get up with them like 5 years later. How you doing? Okay, my mortgage is more expensive. My gas is more expensive. Everything's gone up. My taxes are more, everything. He lied to me. Yeah, I did. Why did you believe it? It's ridiculous. But we got great news, though. I've heard that Liz Cheney might run for president as an independent. That's only wishful thinking, because Democrats are never going to allow that to happen. Never in a million years, because that would just guarantee Trump's win, because that would divide the Democrat vote, because there'd be people wanting her to win. Now, they might try to push her to be the Democratic candidate, but they'll never have her go as an independent, because that would be like Perot. Ross Perot was the right kind of candidate, the wrong guy. Then that Jane Ragnon, oh, Lord, walk around. Stop and stuttering, walk around like you didn't know where you were. Like you had pain. No, I tell you, man, it's crazy. But that's where we're at, folks. Oh, yeah, outside my studio windows, man, I got a hummingbird. Oh, yeah, we got all kinds of plants. So we can, and stuff to try to attract honeybees because they're endangered, so yeah. But yeah, it's just this whole world makes no dang sense. Don't worry, folks. We're gonna spend money to maybe that's what we've been doing wrong. Maybe I need to like pile on more debt in my credit card. Maybe it'll lower the balance somehow. I don't know. I mean, that's what we're doing here. It's amazing how if Trump was in office and Trump was doing all this stuff with this like inflation relief crap, they'd be calling them out on it. Democrats are passing like, yes, we need to spend money to lower the debt. If Trump was to try to do something like that, how dare he? About 29 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much. It's kind of neat when I get new countries or someone listens. And yeah, Biden's running the country like the Glazers running Manchester United. We're going to spend $80 million for a player that's, or $85 million or $90 million or whatever, when they need to find out what would Anthony be worth next year. If he stayed at Ajax for another year, what would his, he wouldn't be worth probably, he, good luck getting $50 million for him. Good luck. Well, have fun. Yeah. Take it or leave it, because you probably won't get that next year. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. When the Australian media gets it, here's Biden again screwing up. How people don't see it. Good luck, America. I mean, when they're calling it out, I mean, like once a week they do stuff, and they're like, good luck, America. And they're like, first of all, Biden's not running the country. They know that. That's common sense. It's sad when another country's media, Sky, Australia, is saying, hey, Biden's not even in control of this. Well, you think about it on day one, like, what am I signing here? Sign this. What am I signing? I don't even have a clue. Right here, sign. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Joseph R. Biden. Clueless, and it's an elder abuse. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay. We're gonna save this American democracy by not having an NBA game so everyone can vote. We're not saving a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. Oh, but don't worry, folks. People don't. Well, we're a democracy, okay? Well, then I'll identify as a sheep. No, I'll identify. If you have three animals and you're going to vote for what's for dinner, I guarantee you, and you have a choice of what you want to be, I guarantee you, you're going to be the sheep. No, you're not. You're going to be one of the two wolves, because you're going to vote, and you two are going to vote to eat the sheep. You're going to have a dinner. But don't worry, folks. Everything's free. See, I have an electric car, folks, and I don't have to pay. See, you went and paid for gas? Yeah, not me, man. I have a free charging station. Wow, that was free? So that charging station and the electricity that is produced by it, that's all free? No one paid for it? No one had to pay for the materials to build the charging station? It's 100% free? They just got it? It just magically, poof. Oh, yeah, get an electric car. Yeah, the same people that don't like fossil fuels or clean coal or natural gas and that stuff, yeah, that's what the electricity of your car runs on. What? Yeah. The electric car has to run on some sort of electricity. Something has to produce said electricity, and 95% of that comes from all the things you're trying to ban. Well, Biden administration is trying to ban it, because the world's coming to an end, folks, and we need to get rid of coal immediately. I'd love to come out as president. Okay, on day one, folks, we're going to do executive orders. You will have 1 month to put CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons, back into aerosol cans that damage the ozone layer. You have 1 month. You have 6 months to get every car to be able to run on mandatory leaded fuel gasoline. Every car will be mandated to run on leaded fuel. There will be a $200,000 a day fine for any electric cars running after 1 month of my presidency. They will be completely banned. We're not banning them. It's just a $200,000 a day tax if you have one. You don't have to get rid of your electric car. Don't worry, folks. Just wait till the battery goes, and it costs more than the car just to get the battery replaced. Just wait till that happens. What? Oh, you mean my $22,000 car has a close to $22,000 battery to replace? Yepper. And if you have a problem with it, guess what? It's not like you can sit there and take a wrench and work on it on the highway if you had to. Nope. so fun. Research, folks. Well, people don't do the research on electric cars. They don't do the research on vaccines. Trust me. I was told when I was diagnosed with celiac disease, because I have blood work done, and I have, like, the gene that when you have it, 95% of all the people that have it have celiac. Plus, I was anemic at the time, but I'm on iron, so I'm normal iron levels. But they have been working on, I think, like, it's either two shots in a pill or two pills in a shot. And one of them stops the damage that is caused. Some of them, the other two, I think two stop damage and one allows you to eat pretty much normally. You would still want to, because you don't really want to eat gluten-free unless you absolutely have to. We got gluten-free cookies at work because there's a couple people that are gluten-free, so she got them in. And she goes, anytime you want a cookie, just let us know when you have one. When you look at the one cookie, 400 calories, holy crap. 40% fat. Oh, that's ridiculous how bad they are. That's all super ultra processed crap anyways too. But so you don't really want to eat it unless you have to. But it would allow you to eat like semi-normally. But here's the thing. They're like on the second clinical trial phase. I was told they're like 7 years in the works. Oh, but COVID, now they got a vaccine like that. Makes you wonder how quickly they get mom. With some of the issues with COVID vaccines, yeah, they would have stopped that dead in its tracks. See, but it was a win-win, because should they have stopped the vaccine? Yes, they should have. It should have never gone on. Here's the point, though. Here's my point. Hear me out. If Trump doesn't get the vaccine out before he left office, oh, he had millions of people die because he didn't do what he said he was going to do. He was going to Operation Warp Speed and get the vaccine out. How dare him. Trump made sure everyone died by not getting the vaccine out in time. And they could ridicule him for not getting the vaccine out. But if he got it out, guess what? They rolled out that vaccine they wanted to massively anyways. Like Andrew Cuomo, like the ex-governor of New York. We were hoping everyone would just shut up and get the vaccine. It really wasn't optional. You were going to have to get the vaccine, period. It was not going to be an optional thing. We were just hoping everyone would just comply and just get it without having to try it. And then when crap loads of people refused. I don't know if you've heard this, but I think it was in Wisconsin, a hospital where 13 people sued because they basically, like the military. Yeah, you got a religious exemption that they're not honoring any of them. Oh, really? Well, yes, if you do not honor a religious exemption for any vaccine, that violates Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So, yeah. And there was a $10 million loss settlement. And the people that were let go that sued, the 13 people are getting $45,000, and anyone else is getting $25,000, and then I think like $3,000 to anyone that like just objected to it, like reluctantly. I got it because I wanted it, but let me tell you, how does that work though? Even if you wanted the vaccine, so, you know, I reluctantly did it. They'd have to have records saying, see, that's the thing. If they were going to actually force you, you say, okay, well, I want a waiver. And what I mean by that, no. Someone is liable. I want a liability waiver. I want someone who is being held liable for any damages because of this vaccine. Who is going to be paying for medical for me if I'm hospitalized for the rest of my life, or I have a medical condition for the rest of my life and I'm on a breathing machine, or I have some sort of side effect for the rest of my life? Who's paying for all that? Because I don't want this and you're forcing me to get this against my will. Now, because of that lawsuit, it sets precedent. So guess what? Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 has got your back. But don't worry, folks. The Democratic mayor of D.C., oh yeah. No. Help. We need help. Yeah, they're rejecting the... It's funny how, like, there's no crisis at the border, but when we're sending busloads of illegals up to D.C., where's the National Guard? We got a crisis here. they keep sending busload after busload after busload. They need to be sending like 1,000 buses a day up to D.C. They need to be taking, come on, what we need to do is get Republicans in. I hope there's thousands and hundreds, I hope there's millions of illegals from border jumper thing, you know, the border crisis, all of them need to go right to D.C., all of them. Give them Pennsylvania Avenue's address. Here you go. Yes, this is a place. It's called Welcoming. You know, give them all the congressmen's addresses and stuff. Yeah, these are like safe houses where you can go. Yeah, they'll feed you. They'll take care of you. Go to like near Nancy Pelosi's house and drop off hundreds of people. Oh, yeah. Put the problem in their neighborhood and then let them see. You know, if they don't see the problem, if they don't have to deal with it, kind of like there's two people. One grown man who's making a fool of himself completely naked out in the street. And another one doing the exact same thing in my living room. One really don't matter so much, but the other one you're kind of forced to deal with. Maybe if we force them to deal with this problem. Okay, yeah, you want to have an open border. Well, we're going to send the open border right to your door. That's right, folks. We need to box them up and ship them to the Democrats who... That's right, folks. They're the ones that wanted them. They wanted an open border. No, they didn't. See, Trump should have come out and said, hey, I stand with Democrats like Bill Clinton who said this and played the speech of him talking about, you know, how illegal immigrants hurt our country and the economy and all this stuff and it takes away from hardworking Americans, all this stuff. They should have played all that stuff in his speeches. He shouldn't have said, because he could have taken one of Clinton's speeches, whether it's Bill or Hillary or Biden or anybody, and recite it word for word. He should have had the clip of them saying it and saying, here you go. Bill Clinton said this, and I stand with this, just like the Democrats did. They want a wall. I'm building a wall. Not that I want to, but, you know, we gotta come together. And sometimes you got to do things you don't agree with just to make sure that, you know, because I don't really agree with the wall, but we need to have a wall. You know, Trump should have been against every single solitary thing that he should have been against all this, because then they would have been fighting it. Okay, I cave. I mean, what would they have done if Trump said, oh, yeah, I think we should have vaccines. I think we need to vaccinate babies in the womb, you know, even though in a clinical trial, you know, 44% of all pregnant women miscarried. And that's one thing that scares me, because I truly believe that any young girl that's 10, 9, 8, from like 6 years old, let's say, whatever the youngest age it is to get vaccinated, like 5 or 6, when they get old enough, I believe at least half of those women, if not more, will find out they can never get pregnant. They are sterile because of that vaccine. I guarantee it. And I'm not one that normally when I say something like that, you can almost take it. Wow. I mean, and that's the thing. I think there's a lot of stuff with this vaccine that you won't see the effects till years later. Not like, well, I got the vaccine. It's been 3 months. Ain't nothing wrong. What are you talking about? Okay, well, just wait till this six-year-old that got the vaccine, just wait till she's 23 and tries to have a kid and can't, finds out she's sterile, or finds out she can't, she's not having a period, or whatever the case. I remember when I was listening to that conversation with him, it's not something I wish I don't want to be, I don't take it lightly. It's not like when you feel led to do something, when God says something, you listen. I feel that 100% in my heart, you know. I mean, I feel led. Let's take and bust these people up and let's dump them on D.C. Let's dump hundreds of thousands of these illegals. Let's go to where Nancy Pelosi's near her house and dump off like 20 busloads. They want them. Let them deal with it. You know, it's not a crisis at the border, but you bring, like, some busloads of people up to D.C. and we gotta do something. Folks, welcome. Welcome to the Great Awakening. That's right, folks. The awakening is happening, folks. People are waking up. Why wait for 911 to get there when you can have your own 911? I always tell my listeners and I always tell my friends, owning a gun is a responsibility that you don't take lightly. I've gotten people that go off on me. I'm like, okay, let me just explain something to you folks. If I have to pull out my gun, that's almost a guarantee out in public that unless I am someone wants to see what I have and we're like in a parking lot somewhere and he's like, man, oh, what kind of gun? Oh, I got a 911, Glock 911. Okay, wow, cool. See, it's the chamber's clear. It's empty. Here you go. Well, I got a Beretta Nana. Here you go. It's clear, you know, and you're showing it to someone, which would be very, very rare. I've never had that, you know, but my point is, besides that, if I'm pulling out a gun in a grocery store in public, there's a 99% chance I'm going to be using it to shoot somebody. And I don't take that lightly. And it's not, well, that's because I've had people, well, that you took that. I'm like, I'm being honest. Why would I pull out my gun if I'm not anticipating having to use it on someone, which I pray to God I never have to? Don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. Yeah, my wife sent me something on TikTok I'm going to have to watch afterwards. She sends me, my wife, the producer, is incredible. She always sends me the greatest stuff. You know, she's an inspiration to me. You know, she's just, I mean, there's times where she'll like, I just feel led to do this and God's telling me this. I'm like, go for it. And I'm like, I got your back. And, you know, she has mine. And, you know, and it's just amazing. But it's just, it's nuts. This whole world is. Don't worry, folks. Everything's going to be free. Don't worry. Just like healthcare. Don't worry. Who's paying for all this healthcare stuff? I don't know. Oh, we're getting it. It's kind of like those free charging stations for the electric cars. Where's the electricity coming from? What's used to produce it? Who paid for that charging station? I don't know. I'm getting a charging station now. I have to pay. Someone pays for that charging station. Sorry, someone paid to put that in there. Yeah, I'll fix something for you. I've done stuff in the past and I've fixed stuff for people. You know, I mean, nothing's free, folks. Someone is paying for the health care that you're supposedly going to get free from the government. Someone's paying for this free college education, this $20,000 total or whatever that they're going to take. Someone's got, it's not, nothing's free in this world. Realize that, folks. Now, if you have a problem with your car, hey, you get the part, I'll put it in for you. We'll grab pizzas, we'll get some water. And I'll put the part in for you. I'll fix it for you in exchange for you buying the part and we're buddies. But someone still has to pay for the part. Someone has to pay for it. What a concept. Why don't, instead of you going to college, why don't you go to a trade school where you work for $17-18 an hour, you learn how to be an electrician, you go to school at night, and in 5 years you become a real journeyman carpenter or plumber or electrician or something, or a welder. Everyone wants to go to college because they think you're just going to sit in some $5 billion office with a solid gold toilet sitting there going, ah, I'm the CEO. No, sorry, sir. We start out. Our employees as janitors, what? Well, because, I mean, we believe that you treat the janitor with the same respect that you treat the CEO. I'm not going to be a janitor. Well, Okay, if you wouldn't be generative, then we wouldn't want you, because even the CEO has cleaned the bathroom or two to help out when being shorthanded. He started small and worked his way up. People don't want to work. People don't want to work their way up. People don't want to do anything. They just want to sit on their bum and get a free ride. Free ride, bama. It costs somebody money. But thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Yeah, my producer, my wife just came in. The love of my life. You know, God gave me her. So I don't take that lightly. I our forefathers gave us this great nation. I don't take that lightly. That's what infuriates me when they say there's going to be no NBA games on November 6th so we can all vote for this great democracy. Good, then I choose to be a wolf. Because if there's two wolves and one sheep and we're voting what to eat, I want to eat. I don't want to be that sheep that's, well, hey, we held a democracy and we all voted. And the two wolves voted to eat the sheep. Well, that sheep's kind of screwed. But that people think that, oh, we're a democracy because they don't teach history anymore. And if you don't teach your history, you're bound to repeat it pretty soon. I've always joked, I can't wait till MSNBC has like a thing. Welcome, folks, to NBC and this first season of The Next King and Queen of America. It's going to be a reality show to try to discover who's going to be the first king and queen of America, because we need to have royalty in this country. Hey, sex, I'm Nancy Pelosi. I'm telling you something. We need to have a royal family in this family, in my house, in this country. No, I'm not drunk. This is ice mountain water. It's not vodka, I know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi, but we need to have a king and queen. So on HBO Max, we're going to have a contest, like a reality thing, and we're going to decide who is going to be the first king and queen of the prom. I mean, America. No, I'm not drunk. I'm not. It's water, folks. It's not. I can't share it because of COVID, but just trust me, I'm not drunk. It's water. What? That's how people. I mean, I can't believe when they have like royal parties for the King and Queen of England. How many people? Did you see that? Did you see the royal wedding? I'm like, yeah, I gave up on the King and Queen of England on July 4th, 1776. Yes, I love Premier League. Yes, I love European football. I love rugby. But guess what, folks? I could care less about a king and queen. We live in a constitutional republic. We live in a country that was written around the Bible. If our laws did not line up with the Bible and the Bible didn't line up with our laws, then they weren't good laws. Our founders knew that. Our founders grew up in a day when a 1599 Geneva Bible cost a year's salary and everyone had one and they read the Bible every day. Now you can have 15 Bibles at home and how many people open them? Every morning on my way to work, I'm getting on my Bible app. Hello, I'm so-and-so and this is your verse of the day. And it gets me going. It gets me, I mean, I'll give an example. Today, this guy's like, how you doing? I'm like, I'm wonderful. I'm great. Yada, yada, yada. He goes, man, what are you on, man? Man, whatever you're on, you need to bring some of that to work tomorrow for me. I'm like, it's called faith, brother. It's called faith. Faith? I said, yeah, man. The faith to trust in God. That good, bad, or indifferent, he's got your back. Wow, man, I need to get some of that. I said, it's not hard. We've gotten so lost in this world because people want attention. I need attention. So I'm going to be a 2-year-old and I got to be, as soon as I'm transgender now. I was a artist that no one really knew about. And so I'm going to come out. I'm not really gay, but I'm going to come out on a pride parade. That way people remember me. Who is this artist? Oh, that one song, oh, wow. So she's coming out now. I guess she's not successful and is a waste of space. So she's hoping to gain notoriety and come out as being gay, even though she probably isn't. She just masquerading her problems and hiding behind the fact that she's not really gay and she's no good. And, you know, instead of giving it to God and following her heart and doing what's right. And hey, maybe you had a one hit. I've never had a one hit. So congratulations. Maybe you're calling something else now. Maybe you had your one hit and it's off to do something else. You know, I never thought I'd be doing this conversation campfire revival, but I do it. I didn't do one this week because of family, but I do it, and I feel I just feel led to. I just feel like we need to let people know what this country is about, the founding of it. We're not a democracy, folks. It's just ridiculous. All the hypocrisies in this world. Oh, you know, a Republican can't get away with what Ralph Warnock did, spending $61,000 of campaign funds to pay child support. We got a border crisis, but in D.C., they need the National Guard because they got some buses coming up there with illegals, and they don't know what to do. A Republican can't get away with what Fauci's done. You know, hey, we need to shut down this thing because it helps with people getting vaccinated. Because, so you need to have a lockdown, get everyone vaccinated, and then when they come back to reality and everything goes back to normal, you're not going to have a problem because you're going to 2 weeks to bend the curve. Well, that 2 weeks to bend the curve, this wasn't those 2 weeks. Though you were locked down, these weren't the 2 weeks that was the problem. It's these coming up 2 weeks. And then when the curve isn't dead, we don't know when these 2 weeks are that are coming up that are going to flatten the curve, but trust me, folks, that the 2 weeks to flatten the curve, they're coming. We don't know when they're coming. Could be a year, 5 years, who knows. Whenever the political agenda is achieved, then we're all good. But, you know, in the meantime, we're gonna stop all the things that produce electricity to run your electric car, and then we're gonna try to force you into getting an electric car, which is gonna cost even more because we got rid of all the things that produce the electricity for said car. So don't worry, folks. Don't think. Just buy an electric car. Just don't think. Just do whatever. Don't even. You tell us we don't think, but then you just jump and get a vaccine and just get an electric car. Yeah. Don't worry, that $22,000 electric car is going to be about $21,000 plus to get a new battery in it. Good luck. If you're ever trapped on like 94 and there's ice and you can't go anywhere, good luck. I won't want to be stranded in a car with that, hoping the battery lasts. Remember, folks. But the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Wednesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.